T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I said one of our favorite radio guests. We didn't want to go the first week of shows in the new studio without having him on. I said, you know, he's coming up next. I won't tell you who it is. Somebody texted in, better be OG. OG was on yesterday. And if you missed Aronde yesterday, it's at WQAM.com. He was
OG.
He was in perfect OG form.
Said I owed him money.
Our guest here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, is Randy Moeller. For those of you that may not know, played over a decade in the NHL, and he's been with the Florida Panthers as a broadcaster and executive forever now, and he is one of our favorite radio guests. And so when we started doing shows here in this new studio, we had bandied about in the first show on Wednesday, you know, who would be our first guest? Should it be, you know, a tried and true guest like Randy Moeller? Because, you know, 10 years from now, people say, oh, who's the first guest that you ever had on? And so we ended up with Michael Irvin, which was not a bad choice, I think, on our part.
Great.
But I didn't want to go the whole first week without having Randy Moeller on. So he is here. Hello, Red Deer.
I'm crushed. That's all I can say. I'm just crushed that I wasn't the first guest.
I mean, but Michael Irvin, you can kind of understand.
What, was he a bowler, or did he play tennis, or what does he do?
This is why we love Moeller.
It is.
This is why we love Moeller. So, you now you know that we're in the new studios. Were you aware of this?
Yeah, I heard that. How long before you guys screw that up?
Oh, I there's no way we'll last a long time because there's too much food and drinks and interaction with the public. And, yeah, we're
a bar upstairs, yeah. Randy, and a food hall downstairs.
Now, you've been. What?
Hey, Chicken Farm, you bring in all your snacks, all your snacks that you usually bring?
They should open a Delaware Chicken Farm downstairs.
I've been down there working on them. I'm trying to get them to buy the chicken from Delaware.
Now, here's the thing, though, Moeller. You've been a great friend to the show, and obviously we wanted you on. You've been in broadcasting a while now, and I don't know if you've seen our new place. I know you saw our old place. We have gone, I'm not kidding you, from a trailer to the Taj Mahal. This is the nicest broadcast facility I have ever worked in and ever seen, by the way. Like, it is unbelievable, Moeller. So you're going to be very proud that the Florida Panthers are partnered with Entercom again, because
that's a thing that really confuses me, because of all the upgrades in the new studio and that, you'd think they'd upgrade the talent and that, so I'm a little confused.
It's kind of like the Dolphins did all those stadium renovations and then put out on the field what they put out on the field. It's very similar to that.
Is he talking about us?
I think he's talking about us.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of the equivalent of Crowder's 1-15 team.
But it's just, not my team.
It just has to do with radio. No, but you've been in broadcasting for a while. Is there a press box in the NHL where you go, this is the worst press box, this is a high school press box?
Well, now with the NHL, there's a number of new arenas that are just like, and you know, you can throw that name around, Taj Mahal and that, but they're very, very nice. I mean, and there's no excuse when you're building a new stadium, a new arena, why you wouldn't have, you know, great facilities for the broadcasters. Not yet. There's still, I mean, the building in Edmonton where the Oilers play, it might be the most beautiful stadium or arena I've ever been in, and the press box is a mile and a half from the ice amps. So it's because of, you know, the luxury, the three-level luxury boxes and the seats and everything like that. So of course, you know, with broadcasting, they're the last ones they think about when they're doing these new buildings. But yes, there's some really, really nice things. You know, one of the nicest ones that they did was the one in Vegas, the T-Mobile Arena. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah,
they really did it right, and the facilities there, and they got M&Ms, and they've got all kinds of snacks right in the in our booth and that. So. I'm still waiting for a draft beer tap to be put into one of the press box places, but that hasn't happened just yet.
Talk to Vinny Viola.
I'm telling you, you got Funky Buddha over there. I'm sure they'll bring the kegs, Red Deer. The BB&T got to be one of the nicest, right, Red Deer? Because with the cold zone and the upstairs lounge and all, I got to be one of the nicest.
Oh yeah. The partnership that we developed, and you got to give credit to Sean Thornton because he had a relationship with them a little bit before, and it started, honest to God, that relationship started very casually, and all of a sudden, why don't you guys have a spot in the BB&T Center to Funky Buddha? And they said, well, yeah, that sounds good. And next thing you know, it's happened. And as anybody that goes to Panther games or any of the concerts and shows, that Funky Buddha bar, it is 12 deep there for four straight hours when there's an event on at the arena.
Randy Moeller is with us, the television analyst for the Florida Panthers on Fox Sports Florida. You know, I marvel. I graduated UM in 91, and so I've been in radio my entire life, and I look at this facility that Entercom built, and I marvel. I'm like, my jaw is agape at this being a radio facility because it's nothing like it used to be. Do you marvel? Like, do you think back to your first year in the NHL and think about what a locker room was like or what air travel was like for teams back then, and then you compare it to what it is now for the NHL, and do you just scratch your head and go, holy hell, how did we get here?
I remember, and I tell the story, my first year in the NHL, 83-84, our first game, I was with the Quebec Nordiques, and our first game, regular season, was in Buffalo, and I was so excited. My brother was playing for the Sabres at the time, so it was a special occasion. And I'd never been to what they called the old auditorium, the War Memorial Auditorium in Buffalo. And I was so excited and coming in. I'm in the NHL until I walked in. And because I was a rookie, I dressed in the shower on a folding chair.
And then did you guys fly commercial?
No. Half the time we would fly commercial, but we would pray to fly commercial because back in the days, we used to fly, when we did charter, there was an airline called Air Ontario, and we used to call it Scare Ontario, and it was double props, and all the baggage had to be on the plane with us, and then the pilot would come on, and if the plane wasn't level in order to take off, we'd have to either move bags all to the front or the stick bag or all the bags equipment, or we'd have to move it to the back or it was just, and some of the trips that we took, we would take two or three different runs at the runway in snowstorms and the pilot would come on and say, we're going to try this. And next thing you know, we'd come down and next thing he would pull it back up and say, we're going to try it again. And it's amazing that we didn't skid off runways, and I feel very fortunate. But it's come a long ways now, and especially the way the NHL teams and all teams travel now with the charter airplanes. We're spoiled, absolutely spoiled rotten. So, you know, I mean, hats off to Entercom to have the great facilities for you. You just hope the next step would be that they would upgrade the talent and the shows.
All right, we got you. Okay.
Hey, Moeller, I got, as you're talking about the old days, I got to think about Mercury Morris. He was old running back for the Dolphins. He always lets us younger players know how we're spoiled, how we're soft, how it used to be. Do you let Barkov and Trocheck and all those guys know the old school hockey and how the real men lived?
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, I tell them all the time. Well, you gotta understand. My first year in the NHL, there was 12 or 13 of us on the team that smoked. So all the smokers had to go to the back of the plane. And you think you're at a rock concert if anybody came to the back of the plane. But I mean, that's how things have changed and that. I mean, some of the flight attendants used to have overalls on and stuff like that. So those days are over.
Randy Moeller from the Florida Panthers. Quickly, before we run out of time, because we didn't talk any Panthers, we've been gone 2 weeks. We were on our summer vacations. The Florida Panthers, from what I read, absolutely killed it in free agency. Just talk a little bit about what the Panthers accomplished.
Yeah, they really, you know, obviously the big thing, and with Roberto Luongo retiring, the need for goaltending and that, and of course, being able to commit, and I mean commit. The ownership, Vinny Viola, committed $70 million over 7 years to bring in Sergei Bobrovsky. This is a world-class goaltender. He's going to give the team an opportunity to win every single night. He's a workhorse. He's right in the prime of his career, so very exciting. But the other players that the Panthers signed and that with Connolly and Achari and so forth, they really are going to fill the holes. But I thought it was very interesting and very true what Dale Talon, the president of hockey operations general manager, said. We didn't want to go overboard and bring in a number of older players because that stunts the growth and the progression of some of the young players that should have an opportunity to make the team as well. You draft, you develop, but there's no sense of drafting and developing these players if you're not going to give them an opportunity to make the team. Because if you're signing all these free agents and all of a sudden the roster's full and all the positions are full because you've committed multi-million dollars in multiple years to certain players, then these young players have nowhere to play or no opportunity to make the big team. They didn't do that. And there's a couple of spots open, and I think we're going to see an infusion of some young players, very talented up front, especially in the forward position. And I think that's a very positive thing. So I tell you what, guys, our single-game tickets went on sale for the Panthers this past Monday. The phones have been ringing off the hook. Of course, the very popular games against Montreal, the Rangers, Toronto, Tampa Bay, those games have been selling very briskly in that. But overall, the ticket sales have been good. They moved up the single-game ticket sales about a month. And there's been a lot of interest and a lot of sales been done. So the buzz around South Florida is very positive. Yet, as you know, Hawk, the expectations now of this team, they must make the playoffs and get off to a great start. So I'm looking forward to it. We're in kind of the dog days of summer, but we're planning, getting ready for next season and what should be a great, great time in a very, very competitive Eastern Conference.
Yeah, you know we're excited about it. We're excited to do some shows out there, as we always do, and we're excited to get hockey back. When it starts October, I guess, right?
Yeah, when do you start asking me for tickets, Hawk?
Let's see. Today's July 19th. I'm going to go July 23rd. July 23rd. because you've been promising me for several years now that I could sit on the glass, and I've yet to do that.
I can get you on the glass up on the 400 level. There's a glass right there in the front row or whatever, so you don't fall over and down.
I mean,
about
this,
150
this guy,
feet. I'll get you on the glass.
This guy, unbelievable. I mean, the biggest Panther supporter on the radio forever. I can't sit on the glass, as Sir Mix-a-Lot used to say. Moeller, put him on the glass.
Channing, no problem, man. I got your tickets for Club Lexus for all the games that you want. Just let me know as usual. I'll have them waiting at the
The guy went 1-15 in 2007.
Me and Red Deer tight, man.
See you, Moeller.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. weekend, and glad to see you guys are stinking up the new studios.
We're doing our best, man. Randy Moeller there from Fox Sports Florida and the Florida Panthers. We love that dude. I'm glad that we had him on during our first week of broadcast here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.